Yesterday, we arrived in Barsana, and we saw how this place, Barsa means rain, so it is sprinkled with, whole place is sprinkled with so many wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. We can go on forever. Just on the way, as we leave Barsana, we pass one place called Pili Poker. To tell the story of Pili Poker, we're going to jump over back over to Nandagram for a minute. Because in Nandagram, every day Radharani comes and cooks for Krishna. And Mother Yasoda, her heart just floats in ecstasy every time she sees Srimati Radhika. She just thinks Radharani is just the ocean of all good qualities. And just like every good mother, she thinks, this would be the perfect match for my son, Krishna. Actually, everyone in Braj would think, but Mother Yasoda, she has special position because every day Radharani comes, every day she sees Radharani. And she just thinks, oh, this Radharani, she just loves Radharani like anything. So one day, she was thinking like that, oh, this Radharani should be perfect match for my son. He's perfect match for Lala. And she just couldn't control herself. She embraced Radharani and she took some turmeric and she began to wash Radharani's hands with turmeric. And most of you don't know what that means. But whenever there's an engagement, then the bride-to-be, her hands and arms, they anoint them with a special turmeric paste. And that turmeric, it doesn't come out. It becomes yellow, bright yellow. So Radharani, she saw this, she became frightened. So what in the world is this Mother Yasoda? She's just completely lost in ecstasy. What is she doing? And she was so embarrassed, she covered her hands and she ran away from Nandagram and she ran back just before she got to Barsana. She was afraid to go see her palace, to see her father and mother. So when Kund was there, she began to wash her hands in that Kund, and just wash her arms and her hands. Whole Kund just became peely. You know, pili pili means yellow. So pili poker. It's been called before, poker comes from this pukur, Bengali. So this is pili kun, yellow kun. So Justin, you know, once you get that turmeric, have you ever tried, you know, you can wash and wash and wash and wash and just never seems to go away. So everyone, they saw Radharani washing, they saw this yellow on her hands. So everyone could understand, and they ran to Vrishabhanu and they told Vrishabhanu, this is wonderful news. And he said, what? He said, you don't know. We saw Radharani, she had turmeric all over her hands and arms. She must have been betrothed to Krishna. So he's like, Vrishabhanu is so surprised. He's also thinking, this is wonderful. He and Kirtan also thought, this is wonderful. He's such a wonderful match for our little daughter. Little Radhika, such wonderful match. We didn't even know. They were so happy. And Radharani, she came in the house trying to hide her hands. You know, immediately Kirtita, Mother Kirtita took her hands and said, oh, Lali, this is so wonderful. So then, when engagement is there, then they have to send some offering as sign of acceptance of the engagement. So, in India, a very complicated process to get married. But then you see, the marriage lasts for a long time also. The whole long process is there. Huh? The engagement ceremonies, there are so many ceremonies around that, the whole big thing, then marriage takes place, it goes on two or three days, different things are going on, and one day, and finally there's fire sagas, and still so many things even after that, then two, 3 days, then finally they leave. So we see the marriage also goes on for a long time. And we just, you know, Svaha Hari Bol and Mahaprasadi Govinde. And just like that, also marriage is finished. We just got married in 2 seconds. It's Svaha Hari Bol and Mahaprasadi Govinde. But you see, Indian system, very long, and marriage also going for a very long time. So, then they have to send something. So they packed up whole bullock carts full of wonderful jewels and emeralds and pearls and gold and silver necklaces and bracelets and so many things, and they send it off. Vishwamitra, he's a big king, so he sent it off. And everyone in underground, they saw this big bullock cart coming loaded with all this jewelry. They could understand that there must have been some engagement ceremony and Radharani must have been engaged to Krishna. So then they became all excited, and they all began dancing and singing and ran up to Nanda Baba's palace. And then Nanda and Yasoda, they also saw this big bullock cart of jewels is coming, and they brought, all the servants brought all this jewelry into the palace, and they were just thinking, now what are we going to do? Now we have to send something back in return. And they began to discuss, what are we going to do? We have butter and yogurt and milk and so many things. Where will we find so many jewels to send back? And just then, everybody in whole Nandagram came running into their palace. So Lala was sitting, he was listening to his mother and father worry like this. And everyone, they began engaged in administering to, receiving all of their guests. And talking and joking, and everyone was having grand, everyone thought this was the most wonderful thing. Radha and Krishna are going to get married. Everyone was having a wonderful time. So Lala, he saw his parents were worried. So he went and he plucked all the pearls from the jewelry and went away. And there was one field nearby, not far from the underground. His father had just plowed, so he planted all the pearls in that field. So after everyone had left and all the excitement died down, then Nanda Baba and Yasoda, they looked and they saw that all the pearls are gone. And said, only one person could possibly do this. If anything has been stolen in Braj, everybody knows who's the thief. So then Lala came and Baba says, Lala, I will give you so many sweets. As many sweets as you like. We're not going to scold you or anything. You just tell us what happened to all the pearls. No, Baba, I'll tell you. I'm not hiding anything. I took them and planted them in the field that you just plowed today. That ain't work. Huh? Fool? Foolish boy? Pearls don't grow in the ground. They come from the sea, from the oyster. No, Baba, I know. This is Braj. If we plant pearls in the ground, I know they'll grow. I know it. Come on, Baba. You come on. We just took Baba by the fingers. Said, come on, let's go. This is a very sweet thing. Because we see that the older persons, they're more enchanted by the little children than even the mother and father. So Nanda Baba, only after a long time, he got Krishna as his son. He's already got gray hair. Let's describe Nanda Baba's beard, just like salt and pepper beard. And Mother Yasoda, she's also got little gray hairs coming also. After a long time, so this is very sweet. When one is older and little child is there, more sweet. So Nanda Baba's attachment to Krishna is very, very sweet. Only after a long time he finally got son, he's old. So this little boy just took him by the finger and said, oh, come on, Baba, I'll show you, come on. He said, even if they don't grow, then I know where we planted them, we just have to dig them up. Come on, Baba. He just took him away. Come on, Baba, let's go, Baba. So they went there, and when they got there, they saw so quickly already so many latas. Little vines have crawled up all the trees there. And little beautiful flowers, just pastel-covered flowers are there. With so many little fruits also appearing in the form of so many pearls. Blue and pink and yellow and green and white, and so many pastel-colored pearls are coming. Hundreds and hundreds of pearls are coming. Remember, we're so surprised. That place you can still see, that's just near, that's Mutikun. Now we're from Pili Poker, we went all the way to Nandigan, Mutikun. So they gathered up all those pearls, and they had so many pearls that they sent 2 bullock carts full of pearls to Vrishabhanu to signify the full acceptance of this. Now the engagement is fully complete. They have sent their offering, and Nanda Baba has sent his offering in return. So meanwhile, Mother Purnamasi, she was watching this whole thing go on, and she said, wait a minute. If Radha and Krishna become married, then what will happen? This Parakiya Bhav will be lost. That is the extra sweetness of the Braj Leela. That's what makes it so exciting. Somehow Krishna is disguising himself as boatman, sometimes he's disguising himself as peacock, sometimes so many different ways. He's just to meet with Radharani, he has to do so many different things. It's so exciting, and the fear of getting caught, and so many wonderful, just the pastimes take on much more luster. Like one Indian devotee told me, they have saying in Hindi that stolen mango tastes sweeter. I mean, mango you can get anywhere. Especially when mango season is there, mango is everywhere. All the market bazaars are filled with mangoes, but if you can sneak into somebody's field, rade rade, rade rade. Actually, there's no question, because Radha and Krishna are one, but still, they perform their pastimes in this Parakiya Bhav because it is so splendorous, so exciting. It increases the ecstasy millions and millions of times. You should be very careful to understand. But sometimes people are questioning, oh, this Krishna, he was dancing with other people's wives. Sometimes people challenge, especially in India, they challenge you. Why are you worshipping this Krishna? He was dancing with other people's wives. So I challenge back. So who is wife? Wife means that within her heart is her husband. She doesn't think of anyone within her heart except husband. So who's keeping within her heart husband? And within everyone's heart we find Krishna is there. So that means we're all the wives of Krishna. So the real question is, not why Krishna. Krishna is dancing with his own wife, and why you're dancing with someone else's wife. Your wife also belongs to Krishna. So why are you accusing Krishna? You're the one who's guilty. We're the guilty, we're the thieves. Sometimes the Christians, they say, oh, you're worshipping a thief. Your God was stealing butter. But actually, everything belongs to God, so that butter, everything, whatever I have, that is stolen from Him. We're the thief. So anyway, Mother Purnamasi, everything will be spoiled. What is going on here? And this whole thing just by accident happened like this, and just unfolded like this, even beyond Mother Purnamasi. So she's arranging everything, but somehow this just happened. So she was also bewildered. Now what to do? So then all the Vrishvasis, because Mother Purnamasi, she's the guru of all the Vrishvasis. So they all went to her to get her blessing for this marriage. And when they came to Mother Purnamasi, Mother Purnamasi said, well, actually, as I study the astrological configurations, at this particular moment, it's very inauspicious. And after all, they're just children. There's no need to hurry. We can wait for another time when it's more auspicious. Right now, very bad astrological influences are there. This marriage cannot last if it takes place at this time. I think we'll just have to wait. In this way, gradually she began to wind down. Everybody's enthusiasm was all the way to a peak. But somehow Mother Purnamasi, she wound it all down, and everyone, because she's the guru, so they cannot question. So gradually said, after all, we're just children. We'll wait after some years, then we can make their patrolva in a proper way. And this is not very inauspicious signs I see. This is not the proper time. In this way she wound the whole thing down and stopped this whole idea of Radha and Krishna's marriage and preserved this parakeet above in Rajlila. So that Kili Poker is where this pastime started from. Just there you'll see when you come to Barsana, you'll see on the one side there's a big school there. Behind that school there's this Kili Poker there, very beautiful little kundi there. Or sometimes when you go into Barsana, they go down this little dirt road and take the cars down to the into that parking lot. But where you turn to go to that, where they park at the bottom of the hill, if you turn opposite way and go across the little bridge, the little canal is there. You go to the side of the canal, and you see so many buildings, and behind those buildings, and Kili Poker is there. Now just beyond Kili Poker, we come to a very wonderful place called Prem Sarovar. Now one time, Krishna was playing in that place with his cows and all his friends. The cows were very thirsty. So Krishna again, he took his flute and he dug out this kund with his flute. So it became known as Gokund, because all the cows were drinking. The original name of this kund was Gokund. Within one day, this is one of the very, very last pastimes in Braj. Krishna was sitting there at this Gokund. So he was sitting there. Srimati Radhika was sitting just next to him. Now there's different types of experiences that they have just before coming there to Prem Sarovar. There's this purvarag, that excitement one feels before coming to meet his or her beloved. Then of course we know about vipralamba, that one is separated from his or her beloved, and that biraha, that vipralamba is there. So even in that purvarag, there's that fear that maybe we won't meet. There's so many obstacles are there, so maybe we won't meet. So there's fear of separation even in that purva rag. In that separation, there's fear that we may never meet again. And even in meeting, there's a fear of being separated. Even in meeting. These all different... Oh, this ras is a very sweet, tasty thing, and so many ingredients go to make it tasty. And not just one thing, there's so many ingredients in it to make it very, very tasty. It's like I learned this one time in Miami. We were practicing plays in this, who's it? Lokamangala. So sometimes we would read our lines in a completely unnatural way. He said, alright, everybody read your lines in an angry way. Even though maybe some happy scene is going on, but we read the line in an angry way. Sometimes we read the lines in a laughing way, sometimes in doubting way, sometimes sarcastic way. And suddenly in your mind you see how even though you're saying something angry, some little bit of funniness should be there, some sarcasm can be there. Suddenly as you read all the lines in a sarcastic, in one certain way, then you see how to take a little bit from that and mix it in there. And a little bit from this one and mix it, even though the line has got a particular mood, you can take a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and suddenly it becomes so much more rich. Then when you give the play, then all you're saying it in one type of a mood, your line, you take a little piece from here and a little piece from there. So many ingredients are there, just like this rust also, same way. So many ingredients are there to make it very, very tasty. So Radha and Krishna are sitting there, and Krishna is also a little worried. Because he's thinking that soon he's going to have to go to Mathura. Why? Prabhupada explains that Krishna was thinking that very soon all of these demons are going to attack. And if they come here to Braj, they'll ruin everything. And these coward men, they're not ready to deal with all these demons. But in Mathura, there's big armies and soldiers all well equipped with armor and weapons and cavalry and so many things. But if they come here to Braj, it would just ruin everything. It would be a big destruction. Prabhupada discusses this whole point. So he thought, better I go to Mathura. And even after going there, I shouldn't come back, because then all these demons are going to attack and so much trouble, I will have to stay there for a long time. He was also considering these things in his mind. When just so happened, some bumblebee came and just buzzing around Radharani's face. Because her breath is so sweet, that we're discussing a little. The bumblebee is coming and she's going like that and becoming frightened. So then, Lalita is there. And she and Vesakha, they began to chase this bumblebee, and they chased him very, very far away. So they come running back, and they say, we have chased away Madhusudan, we have chased away Madhusudan, now he will never return. Because Madhusudan means bee, and Madhusudan is also another name of Krishna. He's also bee, he's always taking nectar. Here and there, going and getting nectar, this bee. So as soon as Radharani heard that Madhusudan has gone away and he'll never return, that particular type of fear of separation, even in union, suddenly that fear expanded like anything within her heart. So much so that she could not see that Krishna is sitting there right next to her. That fear, that particular rust, a proportion of the rust has expanded so much, and she just began to cry. Hey Krishna, hey Krishna, hey Krishna. She's crying. And Krishna, hearing Radharani cry in separation, he also, because he is already, his mind is already loosely stirred, and suddenly he's also lost in that separation, and just, hey Radhe, hey Radhe. And both of them began crying. And tears are falling on the ground, and the two streams of tears are mixing. These tears of prema are mixing, and they're flowing into that Gokund. So then that Gokund became known as prema sarovar. Because Radha and Krishna's tears of intense separation have mixed in this thing. It's very special. So all the gopis, they said, what is this? Both are crying. They could not understand. And somehow they began to comfort them. And suddenly they began to chant. And then both Radha and Krishna, they woke up and saw they were just sitting right next to each other. There's no separation. They've just been, just as expanded. But that was probably one of the last pastimes. Last one we'll get to in a minute. But from that point, Krishna decided that now he has to go to Mathura. Otherwise all these demons will come and just make a big mess of this bread. Just like now we see so many, now they're the biggest refinery in all of Asia and Mathura, and on the way to Barsana you'll see big, big super cameras. They're very happy, this big horrible Kali Yuga iron and metal smokestacks and big tanks. And big signs, super chem, they're all very happy. All these demoniacs things are coming and ruining Braj. Krishna, he tried to keep it all out 5,000 years ago. Now they're coming all by themselves. They knew they'll just make a big mess. So this is praying for a very sweet place. Just beyond Prem Sarovar, this very wonderful place called Sanket. Sanket means signal. So from here, it's right in between Nandagram and Barsana. So it's a perfect place for sending signals back and forth where the Leelas are going to take place. So many different signals. So sometimes by shining mirrors in the sun, sometimes by magic smoke signal, sometimes by making rainbows appear in the sky. So many ways they send signals from this place. Thank you. This would be even funnier if this was a sticker tree, but it's not a sticker tree. So one thing I've seen, that this, they like to eat this native sticker tree. There's two sticker trees around here. One is this native sticker tree, and the other one is a foreign sticker tree. Now the foreign sticker tree they won't eat. But that foreign sticker tree, that's the one you see that just grows like a weed, and just the branches just stretch out and take over everything, you know, and they just spring up hundreds and hundreds of them, rainy season, hundreds of them everywhere. But even these camels won't eat those sticker trees. Only this native sticker tree they like to eat. So, and Sanket is filled with so many beautiful kunjas. A very, very secret, silent place. Only the most intimate gopis are allowed here. It's a very, very special place. No one can come. One time Krishna was sitting in the Sanket and he was lamenting because Radharani didn't come. And she was very upset with him, so he was sitting there and lamenting in the Sanket. And Lalita and Bisakha came there. And Krishna told, you have to do something. I can't eat, I can't sleep, I can't maintain my life anymore. You somehow have to make Radharani come here. I can't live without her. And Lita Bhattacharya, they said, oh, we'll try. So they went back to Barsana, they told, the Cham Sundar is there. He's just lamenting. And Srimati Radhika, she told, this Sham Sundar, you know Sham, Sham means black. This Sham Sundar, he's not only black on the outside, he's black on the inside, he's black through and through. I don't want to have anything to do with this black fellow, he's such a cheater, he has cheated me so many times, I don't want to have anything to do with this black fellow. He's black through and through. Then Krishna, he whispered in their ear something. So they smiled and they ran back to Barsana. Radhe Radhe. So, Radharani was sitting there, feeling quite sad, because even though she doesn't want to see Krishna, still she also is very... amazing thing. She doesn't want to see Krishna, still she wants to see him. She's also unhappy with that, and so some worry is there in her face, some care. So she's there pouting, and Lita and Bisakha are there. Suddenly, everyone sees this beautiful dark flower girl coming in the valley of Barsana, carrying a very beautiful basket of flowers and singing very beautiful song that, oh, who will come and take my flower garlands? Who will take my mala? Simply by the touch of my mala, all your cares and worries, anxieties will go very, very far away. Go dur. Dwar means far away. They'll go all the way to Durban, South Africa. You don't have to worry. So, Lalita and Vitaka, they call the attention of Radharani to this flower girl. Radharani, she looked. And she saw in this basket of flowers some beautiful garlands are there. And she's got some doubt. Only one person in whole universe who can make flower garland like this so beautiful. Only Swayam Shyam Sundar, Brajendra Nandan. So she told, you call this flower girl. So that they called that flower girl there. So that flower girl, she took one of her garlands and she put it on Radharani's neck, but she did it in such a way, she has to put the garland just so her hands will touch the neck. Now Radharani has felt this touch. Only one person in all existence who has touch like this. So she's thinking, how is she going to fix this guy? So they told her, this new Saki, her name is Mohini Saki. So this is Mohini Saki, she's very nice, I like this new Saki. But just see, she doesn't know how to dress herself properly. Today as a reward for this garland, I will do the dressing and sringar of this Mohini Saki. And she grabbed the sari of this Mohini Saki. She said, don't be worried, we're all women here. You have nothing to be afraid of. You take off all this old sari and jewelry, I will do the dressing today. And Mohini Saki is pulling, no. Like this. And so Radharani's pulling and Mohini Saki is pulling like this going on. And she's telling all this, like, help me. And they're pulling and they're pulling. So that time, as they began to pull off all this sari, now Krishna, he came with so many flowers. So as they pulled, and suddenly he had all of these flowers, you know. All of these flowers fall onto the ground. Everyone sees that it's Brajendra Nandan standing there. And all the sakis begin to laugh and clap their hands. How Radharani is made fool of this rascal boy. Like this, so many pastimes are there. So then we move on down the road. We come to Nanda Betak. Nanda Betak, Nanda Baba, he likes to sit. There's a little kund there, Nanda Kund, Nanda Betak. He likes to sit there and do his bhajan and read his scriptures, especially in the afternoon. He likes to sit there and wait until he can see that Goduli. What bird is this? Huh. But somewhere, I think in Houston, I ran into somebody named Goduli. There's a whole bunch of them around. So Goduli means this dust raised by the hooves of the cows. Duli is dust. We're sitting in this Braj Duli. And then Goduli, that is the dust raised by the hooves of the cows. So a big cloud comes. Nanda Baba has 900,000 cows. So when all those cows come, big cloud comes in the sky. When Nanda Baba sees that cloud, then he becomes very happy. He's sitting there doing his chanting and waiting, then he sees this cloud and he knows, oh, now Lala's coming. He becomes very happy. And also Nanda Betak, whenever they need to have any meeting of all the Brijbasis, then they hold it in this Nanda Betak. Betak also means meeting place. Because meeting means everybody will come and sit. Betak comes from Hindi word, betna. Betna means to sit down. Just like I say, betiye, betiye. When you come in the shop, Betty, sit down. The meeting place where everyone sits. And minutes are kept and hours are lost. So, one time, Upananda, he's the older brother of Nanda Baba, he called one Betak, one meeting. So all the Vrishvasis, they came there to Nanda Betak. And Upananda, he addressed them. To my dear gentle residents of Nandagram, you are probably wondering why I've called you all here today. But we have a very important thing to discuss. That when Garga Rishi came and did the name-giving ceremony of Krishna, at that time he told that he may be some demigod or he may be some great sage. He even indicated he may be equal to Narayan himself. So in view of all these statements of Gargacharya, it is simply imperative that Madhya Soda stop chasing him with sticks, pulling his ear, tying him with ropes. These all may be creating... None of us says, wait a minute. I don't know what you're talking about. Lala is just my son, and if he does anything wrong, then it is my duty as a father and our duty as parents to chastise him. So no. He said that he may be some great personality or demigod. Nanda Baba said, what kind of nonsense are you talking? Is this how a great personality acts? This fellow, he's such a rascal. I mean, ordinary persons, they can control their senses, but this fellow, he has to eat day and night, every minute. He has, and if the sweets are not sweet enough, or the milk is not hot enough, what a tantrum he throws. And what we see, even ordinary persons, but at least 50 times a day he has to eat. 56. And he's such a liar. Everyone knows there's no greater liar than my son. The gopis come and complain if you ask. No, he wasn't there. He's such a liar. He brags about things that he never did. And he lies about the things that he did do, that he never did them. And thief, talk about thief. There's no good, if anything is missing from anyone, if anybody's butter or yogurt or ghee is missing, then you can know my Lala has stolen it. This is the activities of a great person? These are the activities? You may say that he's a great yogi, so he can do things like this. But then, you try to tell me whenever there's thunder and lightning, and that thunder is coming, that he comes running into the bedroom and he crawls in bed with me and he's just shivering. Whenever he gets a stomach ache, he comes to Mother Yasoda and just crawls in her lap and he won't be pacified until she smothers him with kisses and coos and does this and that. This is some great demigod, acts like this? No. You're completely mistaken. I can't understand what you're talking about. He's such a rascal. You don't understand. And then the Baba, he began to think about all the rascal things. He's so mischievous. How can you say this is a great person? Maybe some demigod or some yogi. And then the Baba, he began to break down. And all the Vrishvasis, he's thinking about all the wonderful pastimes that Krishna did. He all began to laugh. And so, all their sides were bursting. Everyone just began to break down and laugh so much. They could hardly catch their breath. They were laughing so much. And finally when the laughter broke down, somebody... Everyone again began laughing. In this way, they forgot what in the world they called the meeting for. They were only remembering Krishna. And that's the only reason we should call meetings to anywhere. That's why this is such a nice class, because that's all we talk about is Krishna. And that's all these meetings are really meant for anyway. So this is Nanda Betak. Now just down the road for Nanda Betak is Yasodakund. Now Mother Yasoda, she does all of her washing and her puja and everything she does just there on the side of Yasodakund. And she's very worried about Lala. So she always has him play just nearby. So she gets so much anxiety if he goes out of sight. If he goes out of sight, she becomes in so much anxiety. So she told Lala, Dur, don't go to Durban, whatever you do. You stay in the close band. Nikit band. Don't go to Durban, you stay in Nikit band. Dur Kailan Majao, Lalwan, Hawaii. He said, Lala, don't go far in the forest, don't go Dur. Don't go far away. Otherwise, the how will get you. And Lala says, what is this how? I've never seen in any how. Are Maya, I've never seen in any how in the forest. Lala, he has great big sharp teeth, a huge mouth and great big claws, and he's very big, and he'll come here and he'll eat you up. So then Lala, he agrees to play very close by, but we know what types of memories little boys have. So again, he's going off far into the forest, and Mother says, oh, Lala, don't go far in the forest, the howl's going to get you. What is this howl? I never seen any howl, Maya. What is this howl? He has big yellow eyes, great big teeth, and huge claws, and he'll come here and eat you up. So then Lala, he was good again, and he played close by. But we know little boys, they have such great memories. You see, all the mothers are laughing. So again, he goes far off into the forest, and she begins to call, oh, Lala, don't go far in the forest, the howl will get you. Are Maya, I never seen in any howl. What is this howl? And Mother Yasoda, she told, he has great big beady eyes, long yellow teeth, very pointy, and he's very big, and one bite he can eat you up. Are Maya, I never seen any howl like that in the forest. And Mother Yasoda, she made her eyes very big like this, and she said, well, don't look now, but here comes one right now. She began to run, and Lala began to run, and Balaram began to run, and all the cowboys, they all ran, and they 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 ran back to Nanda Baba's palace, and they all sat down to take lunch with Nanda Baba, and they told between breath how they just escaped by a hair's breadth from being eaten by this howl. And if you go there, still those howls are there. They have four or five howls there. Places called Howl Bilau. Right beside you, Yasodakund, and Howl Bilau is there. These howls are still there. I asked the Brijbasis, there's only three or four. And so, Pali Bote. They said, used to be so, I asked if they ever seen any howl in that area. He said, oh, Bote, used to be so many. Yeah. Huh? Huh? I don't know, the Brijbasis told me, I said, did you ever see any howl? He said, oh, Pali Bote. And the statues are there, four or five statues are there. This howl is there. Howl Bilau. Pilot is, he said before this used to be so many. But now you can't see them. So, then, We're going to pass one pastime because that would take a long time to tell that whole pastime. So we're going to skip one for tomorrow. But just a little ahead, there's one Lalitakun. You'll see there's one beautiful dharmshala there called Radha, big sign says Radha Sukhmil. So just before you get to that place, sometimes we stay there in Brajmanapitama. Just here, I think we stayed in Pavan Sarovar School, huh? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Inter College. But we used to stay there in Radha, so he's one of our life members. So just before you get there, on the right side of the road, there's this beautiful little place. Beautiful kund is there. Very ancient kund. Very, very ancient. Kadamba trees are there. Still, I wonder if anybody's seen our Kadamba tree right next to the guest house gate. How old is that one? Planted in 1978. We also have one there. 75 inch, so you can see by the guest, we have to pass the guest house gate. You just see, if you come in the left side, you'll see climbing in it, all the bougainvilleas have climbed up inside, and Madhavi has climbed up inside, one Kadamba tree is there. So 78 till now means, how many years? 19 years. So you see how small it is after 19 years. So one huge one like this big around is there on the banks of Lalitakund. A beautiful old big tamal tree, not very tall, but his trunk, very big, beautiful tamal tree there. Little abutment there, and he's sitting there. And always cool, no matter how hot it is. It is always just like springtime in that place. So many trees are there keeping it nice and cool. Somehow, no matter whether it's cold season or hot season or any season, always just like spring in that place. Very mystical place. So this is where Lalita makes arrangements for Radha and Krishna to meet. And they also have swing there. You'll see, you can see when you go up to the temple, then you see big swing is there in the middle of this forest. Jula. Hindol. In Hindi they call it Hindol. A big arrangement for putting the jula. So one time, Radha and Krishna, they were discussing about Narad Muni. Discussing the qualities. So Krishna was explaining to Radharani. So this Narad Muni, he's such a fellow that he goes to one side, he tells one thing. He goes to the opposition party, he tells another thing. Then he makes big fight between them. This is one of the qualities of them. He said, you better be very careful. You never listen to this Narad Muni. If you listen to this fellow, he will make a fight between us. And such a big fight will come that our whole relationship will be finished. Radharani said, what are you talking? How anything can ever become between us? How is it possible? Krishna shrugged his shoulders and said, anyway, I'm not going to tell you later that I told you so. If you don't listen. So one time, Narad Muni, he was passing nearby, Krishna was there in this Lalitakund, and Narad Muni was singing so many beautiful songs, and he came there, and he sang so many beautiful songs glorifying the Lord. And finally Krishna told him, all right, what do you want? But he said, no, I don't want anything, just I'm happy to sing your name, that's all. He said, no, any benediction, whatever you want you can have. Well, there's one tiny desire I had in my heart. So this place is so beautiful, Lalitakund, and such a beautiful swing is here. If one time I could see you and Lalita swinging in this swing, I would be so happy. That's my only desire. So, tatastu. So be it. It will be. So one day, Krishna was there in this Lalitakund, and he's waiting with Lalita Sakhi. Radharani's a little late. And they're waiting and waiting. Just then, Krishna saw Narad Muni flying by in the sky. And he remembered he's got some deal with him. He promised this darshan. So he told Lalita, you please sit on the swing and we'll sit together and swing. And Lalita, she's only, her whole life is dedicated simply to make arrangements for Radha and Krishna to meet. She never even dreamed of meeting with Krishna herself. Not even in dreams. Her whole life is dedicated. And so she's refusing like anything. Then Krishna tells all the sakis, you sit her down on the swing. Somehow they sat Lalita down on the swing and Krishna, he sat next to her and all sakis are swinging. And they're just enjoying like anything, laughing, looking, she's so surprised. And Narmuni, he was taking his darshan, he was just floating in ecstasy, seeing this beautiful Krishna's fulfilled his desire. So he went off flying. Which direction he went? He went down the road towards Barsana. With his little clacker singing, Lalita Krishna, Lalita Krishna, Lalita Krishna, Lalita Krishna, Lalita Krishna, Lalita Krishna. Radharani, she saw Narmuni coming, she heard this song. Are? Every time you're taking Thakurji's name and my name today, why are you singing Lalita's name? Thakurji's name and Lalita's name, why are you taking it? You don't know, you're sitting here so complacently, you don't know what's going on. Actually, you think that this Lalita is your best friend. Maybe in front of you she is, but behind your back you don't know what she's doing. You should go there to Lalita Kund and see what's going on just now. I just had wonderful darshan there. Lalita Krishna, Lalita Krishna, Lalita Krishna, Lalita Krishna. And he went on his way. Narmuni, Rispanandani, she got big shocked. She ran to that place and she saw that Lalita is swinging on the swing with Krishna. Immediately she came there, she told, alright, my relationship with you is finished, I don't want to have anything to do, you don't, Krishna, he's just falling at Radharani's feet like anything and begging and pleading. He says, no, don't touch me, get away. And she's just pushing him away, she's jumping back, he's going at the feet, and no, she's just pushing, no, don't touch me, I don't want to hear anything, I don't want to know anything, everything is finished from today on. And Lalita, her heart is just like stopped, like thunderbolt has struck her heart. And she's saying, but actually, it wasn't my idea, you know, and now I... My only desire is to please Radharani. Now my lady is so upset with me, now what am I going to do? She's also a big anxiety. And Krishna, he's just begging and pleading at Radharani's feet. He says, don't go away, I don't want to see you. And she won't even look at him. Then he told, very slowly he began to reveal the whole pastime of how Narmuni desired this benediction and so many things, and how he told her before that she should never listen to this Narmuni, and then she got big shock and she says, like that, she got big stuff. She said, I told you, if you ever listen to this Narmuni, you'll be in big trouble. So then from that day, she learned, who is this Narmuni? So that is this Lalita Kund. And right behind this Lalita Kund, we'll tell tomorrow, very beautiful story is there. That is Uddhava's story. Where Uddhava came and delivered message to the gopis, and when Bumblebee also came. But this is very big, long, involved pastime, so we will tell that one all tomorrow. Yes? So many places are there in Nandagam. That's what we see. Goswamis, they have built all their temples here in just Vrindavan town, because this is where Rasleela is taking place. But so many millions and millions of pastimes have happened in all these places. Therefore we see all their bhajan kutur in Nandagram, in this place, in that place. Even in Sanket, Gopal Bhatt has got his bhajan kutur there. So, what were you saying? Huh? Yes. So many marvelous pastimes have happened all over the place. When we saw our Akinchan, Krishna Das, Babaji, he made his last residence at Nandagram. There's so many wonderful pastimes that happened. And in his diary, the last entry is very interesting. It says, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Actually, Kinchen, he was always laughing. So it's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. There's nothing but the holy name in all the three worlds. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In all the 14 worlds, there's nothing but the holy name. I take shelter of that holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And these are the last entries in Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji's diary. So with that, we can all pray at the lotus feet of Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj that somehow or other he will give us that same ruchi, same taste, for chanting this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any other questions? So I think my favorite of all the places, I think Goshala Garden is the best place. Huh? So we'll have our last meeting there. That's a nice place. On Saturday, we're going to go to an underground, so some stories I'll save for Saturday. And if anybody can't go on Saturday for some reason or another, because somehow our Samakishi hasn't come today, but we're going to Nandagram today, right after 2:30, right after Prasadam.